Hello, I'm Sebastian. Welcome to Nine Nartrees podcast. Today, I will summarize and review the book, Being Jewish, After the Destruction of Gaza, A Reckoning by Peter Beinart, is a contemporary work of moral and political reflection that asks what Jewish identity, ethics, and communal responsibility mean in the shadow of catastrophic violence in Gaza. Beinart, known for writing on Israel, Palestine, and American Jewish life, frames the book as a challenge to familiar narratives that dominate Jewish institutional discourse, especially the assumption that solidarity requires uncritical defense of state power. Drawing on Jewish history, moral philosophy, and debates within Jewish communities, he explores how trauma, memory, and fear shape political loyalties, and how those loyalties can collide with universal commitments to human dignity. The book is positioned as both an argument and a personal reckoning, pressing readers to confront uncomfortable questions about accountability, empathy, and the boundaries of peoplehood. It aims to speak to Jews and non-Jews alike who want to understand the ethical stakes of the conflict and the tensions it creates within modern Jewish life. I will give you key takeaways from this book. Firstly, a moral reckoning within Jewish identity. A central topic is the question of how Jews should understand themselves when a conflict associated with Jewish state power produces large-scale Palestinian suffering. Beinart approaches this as an internal ethical crisis rather than a distant geopolitical debate. He examines the ways Jewish identity is often constructed through shared memory, persecution narratives, and the promise of safety, and then asks what happens when those narratives are used to justify or excuse extreme harm to others. The book presses the idea that moral tradition is not simply inheritance but obligation, and that Jewish ethics cannot be reduced to group survival alone. In this framing, being Jewish becomes inseparable from how one responds to the suffering of non-Jews, especially when that suffering is connected to policies carried out in the name of Jewish security. The reckoning is also communal. He scrutinizes how synagogues, schools, and communal organizations set the boundaries of acceptable speech and what that does to conscience. The topic is ultimately about integrity, whether identity can withstand honest critique, and whether solidarity can coexist with accountability. Readers are invited to consider how a people shaped by vulnerability can still be responsible for the power it wields. Secondly, the role of memory, trauma, and the politics of fear. Beinart explores how collective Jewish trauma, particularly the memory of anti-Semitic violence and the Holocaust, influences political instincts about Israel and Palestinians. This topic is not treated as abstract history, but as a living force that shapes what feels permissible, dangerous, or disloyal in contemporary Jewish communities. The argument examines how fear can narrow moral imagination, making empathy feel like a threat and criticism feel like betrayal. He also considers how public discourse often merges Jewish safety with the actions of a state, such that opposing specific policies is cast as endangering Jews everywhere. And by focusing on memory, the book raises questions about how commemoration can become weaponized, turning past suffering into a shield against present accountability. At the same time, it grapples with the genuine persistence of anti-Semitism and the understandable desire for security, insisting that acknowledging real threats does not require abandoning moral standards for others. The topic highlights a painful paradox. The very lessons drawn from historical victimhood can be used to rationalize cruelty, while those who invoke Jewish ethics to oppose brutality can be portrayed as naive or hostile. This discussion encourages readers to separate legitimate self-defense from fear-driven political reflexes. Thirdly, power, nationalism, and the ethics of state violence. Another major theme is the transformation from powerlessness to power and what that shift demands ethically. Beinart considers the moral implications of Jewish political sovereignty and military dominance, arguing that traditional frameworks built around minority vulnerability do not automatically translate into ethical guidance for a powerful state. The book scrutinizes how nationalism can elevate the needs of the in-group above universal moral commitments, and how security discourse can normalize collective punishment, dehumanization, and disregard for civilian life. This topic includes a critique of the idea that moral rules are suspended in existential conflicts, a logic that can make nearly any action defensible if it is described as necessary for survival. He asks readers to consider whether Jewish teachings about the value of life and the dangers of idolatry can be applied to the idolization of the state or the military. He also examines how language matters, how terms like terrorism, human shields, and inevitable collateral damage can function as moral anesthetics. Without claiming that conflict lacks complexity, the book pushes for consistent standards. If certain acts are condemned when committed against Jews, they cannot be excused when committed by Jews. The ethical question is not only what is legal or strategic, but what kind of people a community becomes when it accepts the destruction of others as routine. Fourthly, communal boundaries, dissent, and the policing of speech. Beinart devotes significant attention to how American Jewish institutions and social networks manage disagreement about Israel and Palestine. this topic focuses on the informal and formal mechanisms that define communal belonging, such as who is invited to speak, what positions are treated as beyond the pale, and how accusations of anti-Semitism can be deployed to silence criticism rather than to protect Jews. The book examines the emotional costs of dissent, including alienation from family, synagogues, and professional circles, especially for Jews who feel compelled to speak publicly about Palestinian suffering. It also looks at how communal narratives are maintained through education, philanthropy, and political advocacy, shaping what younger Jews learn and what they fear questioning. The analysis does not deny the reality of anti-Semitism or the existence of bad faith attacks on Jews, but it argues that conflating anti-Jewish hatred with opposition to Israeli policies can erode trust and cheapen the fight against real anti-Semitism. This topic raises questions about democratic culture inside minority communities, how to protect vulnerable people while still allowing robust moral debate. It suggests that healthier communal life depends on expanding the space for grief, anger, and ethical clarity, rather than enforcing unity through social punishment. The result is a portrait of a community wrestling with conscience under pressure. Lastly, towards solidarity rooted in equal human dignity, the book also aims to sketch an alternative moral posture, one grounded in the equal dignity of Israelis and Palestinians and in a refusal to rank lives by ethnicity or citizenship. Beinart pushes readers to imagine solidarity not as automatic alignment with the state, but as loyalty to ethical principles that protect the vulnerable. This topic includes the possibility of reinterpreting Jewish peoplehood in a way that emphasizes justice, compassion, and truth-telling, even when that requires confronting painful realities within one's own community. He explores what accountability could look like in practice, including listening to Palestinian voices, acknowledging harm, and supporting political frameworks that prioritize equal rights and freedom. The emphasis is not on a single technical policy blueprint, but on moral orientation, what it means to oppose dehumanization consistently and to resist narratives that require denying others' history and humanity. The book suggests that genuine safety is incompatible with permanent domination, because systems built on inequality generate cycles of fear and violence. By centering shared humanity, this topic challenges readers to replace tribal moral accounting with universal standards, while still taking Jewish vulnerabilities seriously. It offers a vision of ethical Jewish life that is neither self-erasing nor self-justifying, but capable of repentance, repair, and solidarity across lines of identity. In conclusion, this book should be read by Jews wrestling with the Gaza War and its aftermath, by students and educators trying to understand fractures in contemporary Jewish life, and by non-Jewish readers seeking a clearer view of the moral arguments occurring inside Jewish communities. It will benefit readers who want to think beyond slogans and examine how identity, trauma, and political loyalty can collide with ethical commitments. By treating the issue as a reckoning rather than a debate to be won, it can sharpen moral reasoning, expand empathy, and encourage intellectual honesty, even for those who disagree with the author. Compared with many books on Israel and Palestine that focus primarily on diplomacy, military history, or partisan advocacy, Beinart centers the internal ethical stakes, how communities justify violence, how dissent is constrained, and what religious or cultural tradition demands when power is involved. That angle makes the book feel urgent and personally relevant, especially for readers navigating family and communal tensions. It is worth buying for its clear moral focus, its willingness to interrogate communal assumptions, and its effort to connect political events to the deeper question of who we become when we accept suffering done in our name. If you would like to support Peter Beinart, you can buy the book through the Amazon link I provided in the podcast description. After reading the book, please let me know what you think and share your thoughts. See you around.